Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing?
And they help people learn to read and write. You know what? I think teaching people to read and write is a good thing.
What is he, a communist?
He reads everything, you know? Ned's very well read.
Maybe he's just very well read.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Bernie has all of this loopy stuff in his background saying things like, you know, women get cancer from having too many orgasms, or he's written about women's rape fantasies.
Look, this is a piece of fiction that I wrote in 1972, I think. It was dealing with gender stereotypes. Why some men like to oppress women, why other women like to be submissive. You know, something like 50 Shades of Grey.
That's the loony side of Bernie.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
So I was never a fan of Harvey Weinstein. The people that liked him were the Democrats. And he gave tremendous money to the Democrats.
It is my pleasure to give these Made in New York awards to the prides of Flushing, Bob and Harvey Weinstein.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them.
That guy's been dead 20 years.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
What are you talking about? Don't you have any sense? Don't you have a brain? Are you so completely senile you don't even know what you're talking about anymore?
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Incidentally, Bernie Sanders was 30 years old when he wrote that rape fantasy. It wasn't like he was, you know, some college sophomore. 30 years old. All right. 844-500-4242. Next week, a week from today, is Super Tuesday. That's primary day in many, many states, including Maine and Massachusetts. And one of the undercard races in Massachusetts is the state committee races, and specifically the Republican state committee races. And it's quite a battle. It's a small group of people that are involved in this, but it's a very competitive field. The Rhino governor, Republican in name only governor, Charlie Baker, is promoting his own slate. This is a guy, Baker, who hates President Trump and who wants to impose an unconstitutional second gas tax, basically doubling the gas tax on Massachusetts. And yet he is promoting his slate of candidates as being people who will fight waste, fraud, and abuse, fight corruption on Beacon Hill, even though, you know, he's very much involved in the corruption with his administration, the state police, the registry of motor vehicles, pay to play on judicial appointments and clerk magistrates appointments. Just a mess, and yet he's allowing his candidates, most of whom are on the payroll, to portray themselves as these tax cutting pro Trump people, and we're trying to bust them out and make sure people know what's going on. And we talked about it last night. Specifically, all of his candidates, or a lot of his candidates anyway, in these state committee races, and there's 80 members of the state committee, two for each Senate district, a male and a female. So there's 40 males and 40 females on the state committee of both parties, 80 members. So you're going to have a chance when you go to vote for Donald Trump, if you're an independent or a Republican. You're also going to get a Republican ballot. You vote for Trump or Weld, but you're voting for Trump. And a guy named Rocky, he's the third candidate. And then you vote for the state committee. And if you get a mailer from something called the RMGA, the Red Mass Grassroots Association or something like that, or RMGA, and it's from a post office box in Boston, 8180, that's Baker's people. And they're probably on the payroll for big money. They've probably given a lot of money to Polito and Baker. It's pay to play. And, you know, you don't want to be voting for them. So I'm going to be doing some robocalls. I'm just setting this up. We got a guest here, but I'm just, it took a little time to set this up. I'm going to be doing robocalls later on. Probably you'll get one Monday night if you're in one of these contested districts. And we were figuring out yesterday who I was going to do a roll call for. And they said, do you want to, I said, what are we going to, am I going to endorse Dean Cavaretto? And they said, well, you know, there are two conservatives running in that field. So maybe you should lay off. And I said, okay, I'll lay off. I don't want to get in a intramural squabble. I just want to go up against the Baker people and the rhinos. And so about a half hour after we had that conversation, I get an email from Dean Cavaretto, who I know from the Trump campaign in 2016. And he says, have you endorsed my opponent? I said, hell no, I have not. But his opponent had put this thing on social media. It was a picture of me with the President of the United States, and underneath me and the President of the United States was a sign for Dean Cavaretto's opponent, like the President and I were holding a sign for this guy running in the for Republican State Committee.
Barbaric.
In Jamie Eldridge's district in Acton. So I said, well, I'm going to have to endorse Dean Cavaretto, so because I just don't... You know, I'm not terribly angry about it, but, you know, I don't want people taking my name and the president's name and you know, saying that we endorse him and when we don't. So Dean Cavaretto is joining me now. I wanted to give him a chance to make his case. Dean, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, it's great to be with you. Thank you very much for being here.
So tell me why should people vote for you? Well, first tell us where the district is, and then tell us why people should vote for you, Dean.
Sure. Well, you mentioned one of the towns, Howie, Acton, where Mr. Eldridge is our state senator, and some of the activists out in our area will remember that I ran against Jamie Eldridge for the state senate in 2012. Coincidence, Howie, Jamie Eldridge happens to be one of the state directors for Bernie Sanders. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it, right?
Yeah.
And that's important because, you know, as we run for state committee and we're trying to rebuild the party, and, you know, I am a supporter of Jim Lyons, the new chairman, we need to support candidates. We need to get new people involved. And many of the Trump people, as you know, from 2016 are still trying to get on campaigns and take leadership roles. Many of them are running for state committee, so I salute all of them. But whether you're a Trump person running or whether you're more for the governor, the bottom line, or Ted Cruz, like in the case of one of my opponents, truth in advertising is very important, which is when we talked a couple days ago, I asked you, hey, are you putting this out? Has someone called you? And they haven't. So that's basically where we're at. The name of the district is Middlesex Worcester. It's Acton, Westboro, Hudson, Marlboro, and some of the smaller towns, Littleton, yeah, where we had the Trump primary office 4 years ago.
Right. I used to live in that district. I think Jamie Eldridge was a babysitter of mine way, way back when. That's how old I am, Dean.
He's from Acton like me, and boy, he is drinking the Kool-Aid.
Boy, is he ever.
That's the point here, Howie. We got to rebuild the party from the grassroots up. And if you're running for state committee to help and take a leadership role, you have to tell candidates and teach activists to do things properly. And 101, the first thing is to get people's permission for endorsements. So
I agree.
That's the background there. And Howie, you know, in my race, I have two opponents. So I have a more establishment opponent who's running for re-election as the incumbent. And then I have another gentleman from Marlboro who's the one that put out the false ads that we're calling on him to take down.
Is the incumbent a Baker?
We're waiting on the rest.
Is the incumbent a Baker person?
He appears to be, Howie, particularly because he's, back working for the public payroll. He's been a 10-year incumbent, so I was very surprised that he was doing it again. He had mentioned to me that he didn't want to do it anymore, so we'll just have to see. But a lot of these mailings that are going out, everyone wants to drain the swamp. And it's kind of funny to see. And look, everyone has a right to support the president with their reelection. But my point is, you know, you got to look at people's records. And one of my opponents backed John Kasich 4 years ago. The other backed Ted Cruz. And I'm glad they found religion and are supporting our president. But, you know, as you know, I was there from the very, very beginning. I was honored to be hired by Corey Lewandowski and the president to run Massachusetts. And at that time, we were the number one state for the president in the primary, taking almost 49.6% of the vote. And I knew we had something special when people were walking into the Littleton office and police were grabbing our signs. And the signs were in such high demand back then, Howie. We were pulling them out of the ground in New Hampshire.
I remember. And again, people, if you want to know who to vote for, just look, go into your mailbox. If you get a mailing from Post Office Box 8010, you'll know that's a Baker person, and Baker hates Donald Trump. He hates it. He announced last week that he will not vote for Donald Trump in the primary. Baker also wants to double your gasoline tax. And most of these people that are coming, that are getting endorsed by P.O. Box 8010 are on his payroll. So they're going to do what he says. If he says, vote to support me in doubling the gas tax, that's what they're going to do. If he says you got to vote thumbs down for Trump, there are paychecks involved here. So you got to vote for the non-Baker people. And people are saying, how do I know who to vote for? Again, if you go to the mailbox and you see one of these flyers, that's how you'll know. But you can go also to www.votereform.org, www.votereform.org, and there's a whole list. Everybody is laid. It's all laid out. Who are the Baker Rhino, anti-Trump, pro-gasoline tax Republicans, and who are the real Republicans, the Trump Republicans, like Dean Cavaretto?
Well, I appreciate it, Howie. And my website is cavarettaformass.com. I've shied away from the mailings because I tend to think that people use them for bird feed. I've gone digital with my website and accurate digital ads. And people in the party know my record, Howie. I've worked for a lot of candidates. I've been there in the trenches. And I certainly want to go to work for our district, which was Republican at one time. But like most of the districts in our state, it's mostly unenrolled. And we have to, go door to door and make our case and explain to them that, Jamie Eldridge socialism, Bernie Democratic socialism, it's all the same thing. They want to get your wallet. They want the government in control. And they want to ban plastic bags before they actually do something for the people of Massachusetts. And
the neighboring town over has already banned bottles, right? Concord? They've already banned water bottles, right?
Concord is an animal unto itself, as you know. But there's been some activists out there that really wanted to retain their bottles. But, hey, we have to win hearts and minds. And the way to do that is to reinvigorate the town committees, get new people involved. And I feel like an organizational charter one, Howie. I mean, I've worked with all kinds of Republicans. I'm not with one group. I've been involved in the field, and I really appreciate your help and support, particularly because I took a lot of slings and arrows when I signed on with Trump. The Baker people in the beginning sent out a press release on day one of my tenure, organizing for Mr. Trump last time. And they actually said I was a bad driver for Karen Pulido, even though I ran her 2010 campaign for state treasurer. So, yeah, that comes with the territory. I can handle the name calling, but at the end of the day, Dean, we got to drive on, you know?
Okay, Dean. I appreciate you being with us. And again, I feel bad that you thought I had stabbed you in the back like that. I wouldn't have done that.
Howie, we caught it at the right time, and I really, really appreciate and value your endorsement.
Thank you. I thank you very much. That's Dean Cavaretto. He's running in the Middlesex Worcester district. That's Jamie Eldridge's district. And again, go to votereform.org or www.votereform.org, and you can see the whole list. And I'll be doing robocalls. I have a column going tomorrow. We'll be laying out a lot of this, but not all of it. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about the cynical nature of what Baker is doing with these disingenuous, shall we say, mailings. And I'm being generous to call it disingenuous. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The website is vote, VoteReform.org. VoteReform.org, and the PO box is 8010. I have a column in the can for the Herald tomorrow. It'll be in tomorrow's paper, and we'll probably have some art, some of these flyers. It's really cynical. One of the more cynical things I've seen recently in politics, for a guy who hates Trump and who wants to raise gas taxes, to have all of his minions running as pro-Trump, anti-tax people. But that's Tal Duvall for you. Joining us now on the line is Dennis Galvin. He's an incumbent member of the Republican State Committee. He's a retired state cop. We've known him discussing the problems with the state police. And Dennis, this really is a very cynical tack that the governor is taking, isn't it?
Well, you just stole my lead-in sentence, Howie. That's exactly what I was going to say. I have never seen it this cynical, and it's such a gross misrepresentation that you talked about water healer Craven earlier when we chatted, and that was a pretty good analogy, putting the Pope on one end and then telling everybody to vote Democrat in the back. That's about what this comes down to.
Right, that was in Jamaica Plain in Boston in 1979, I think. This guy was the state rep, had been there for 40 years. He was later, you know, the first guy cited by the State Ethics Commission. He put out a palm card, and he had a picture of Pope John Paul on one side, and you flipped it over, and it said, these are his endorsements for the Ward 11 Democratic Committee. And I just thought of that when I saw this stuff. Donald Trump is endorsing people who are employed by somebody who hates him publicly? Come on!
Well, the governor's at it again. This is the second time he's done this. I mean, he did it back in 2016. But this time it's actually gotten worse because it's such a misrepresentation. And, you know, we're up in the first Middlesex district, which is Lowell, Westford, Tingsboro, Dunstable, Pepperell, and Groton. And although I'm uncontested, there's a very interesting race going on for the state committee woman's seat. And it's pitting Kathy Lynch, who I've endorsed, against Mary Burns, who is one of the ultimate swamp creatures. And if you look at her record, she's probably contributed thousands of dollars to Democratic candidates over the years. And she's claiming she's a Trump supporter. I've been in this district working as a Republican for the last 17, 18 years. I ran twice for state rep. I have never seen her really active in anything. I know she's been around, but she's never been active.
She gave $200 to Nangle, your state rep, who was indicted last week. $200
She gave money to Ratty Mom, who challenged Kamara Kay, who was running for state reps. She gave money to Jim Marciero when Kathy Lynch, who's running here in our district, was running against him. So she's positioned herself as a true swamp creature. She's got both sides of this thing covered. There's no change here. This is going to be all status quo for anybody watching this.
And she gave $1,000 to Crash Murray. She gave $500 to Mumbles Menino. She gave money to Mitt Romney, the ultimate backstabber. Oh man, we're gonna stay on this, Dennis. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, don't miss out on free meat from ButcherBox. Get $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of delicious grass-fed, organic, free-range, hormone-free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription when you sign up today at butcherbox.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Harvey Weinstein die in prison?
I believe he will, yes.
72% say yes.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. You know, early voting has started in Massachusetts. So that's one reason we wanted to kind of lay this out and get it going. And again, I'll have a column in the paper tomorrow about it. And just remember, as these mailings come in, it's post office box 8010. If you get a mailing from 8010, you can rest assured that that's a Baker stooge. Okay. And Baker hates Donald Trump, and he wants to double your gas taxes. 781 says, what a joker Baker is. He's riding Trump's popularity, yet he won't vote for him. He's no better than Mitt Romney. No respect. We'll never vote for him again. It's amazing how many of these people, when you pull up their records at the Office of Campaign and Political Finance website, they not only give money to Baker and Polito to get their jobs, they give money to the likes of Tim Murray, you know, disgraced ex-Lieutenant Governor Crash Murray. They give money to David Nangle, the indicted state rep. You know, they give money to Mitt Romney, a backstabber. These are the people that want to get elected to the state committee. So just remember that. But we're not going to take any. We're not going to do a lot of candidates nights until Monday night. We'll take some calls on Monday night from people who want to who are running for these state committee slots. But, we're going to be traditionalist and say, even though the early voting's going on, we're going to still do candidate, election eve will be the time you can call in. But I did want to let, there's another fight going on. It's been in the Herald, and it's in Ward 20, which is West Roxbury in Boston. And it's another Republicans versus Baker, quote unquote, Republican. And joining us now on the line is Lou Murray. And Lou Murray helped out Grace a lot at the Trump rally in Manchester a couple of weeks ago, getting a lot of good guests. Right, Grace?
Yes. Lou was one of the first people I saw, and he said, if you stick with me, I'll get you all the best guests. And he really did. It was the easiest rally to attend because the guests were just lined up for me, thanks to Lou.
So, Lou, I read about the West Roxbury fight in the Herald yesterday. Tell us about it.
Well, Howie, you know how this works. You know, Charlie Baker puts his patronage hacks into the local town and ward committees.
Right.
And they basically keep their thumb down on top of people. So it's the patronage hacks versus the good old neighborhood people. In shorthand, in West Roxbury, it's the hacks versus the hood.
That's a good way to put it. That's funny.
Well, and seriously, it isn't funny when you're trying to do important things like stop sanctuary cities, stop the gas tax, support the president, and you have people that, you know, Charlie Baker puts into your neighborhood just to keep you down from, you know, they won't hold meetings, they'll adjourn a meeting rather than take a stand on an issue. I got something even more egregious than giving money to Tim Murray. Charlie Baker sent his driver to live in West Roxbury. They made him a member of the committee, and then they elected him the president. Of course, they control the votes. They control how many people can join. This guy gave $800 to a Democratic candidate in South Carolina 1 that President Trump personally was working to elect, Katie Arrington. President Trump went to South Carolina 1 3 times, and his kids each went twice to get Katie Arrington over the line. And Charlie Baker's guy is helping Joe Cunningham win that race.
Wow.
So these Baker people are awful.
Yeah, they are. They are. And this whole campaign, it's so duplicitous, so cynical. I mean, it's really worthy of the last hurrah days in Boston in terms of backstabbing, corkscrewing, and double dealing, you know?
Well, speaking of the last hurrah, I'd like everyone to give the last hurrah to a couple people in our senatorial district, and I'd like you to vote for Tom Maloney and Lynn Roberts. Tom is a selectman in Norwood, and he's going to take out a Baker hack by the name of Bill McKinney.
Yeah.
And Lynn Roberts is a great Second Amendment lady. She's very active, really with it, really together, another pro-Jim Lyons person. And she's going to take out Katie Regan. And the reason we want to take out McKinney and Regan is we brought 6 members of the local Knights of Columbus and 6 members of the local pro-life committee to join the caucus so that they could go to the state Republican convention to vote for Jeff Deal. And McKinney and Reagan were so worried that these 12 Catholics would go and not only vote for Deal, but vote for Lively because he was pro-life, that they banned them from coming to the state Republican convention, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
William McKinney? I looked up William McKinney. He's the director of the Mass Department of Labor Standards. This is a Baker hack. $113,996 a year. And he contributed $975 to Tal Duval, who hates President Trump and wants to double the gasoline tax. And he gave $270 to Romney.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
This is the same pattern across the state, Lou.
Absolutely. In every town, you're going to find someone, either they or their child has a nose in the trough. And we want to have a two-party system where people know, hey, I'm going to vote for these Republicans because they're going to fight for me. Right now, the only thing Baker's Republicans are fighting for is a paycheck for either themselves or someone in their family.
Exactly. Exactly, Lou. All right, so where should people go to read up on your slate?
Well, never mind read up on us. On Thursday at 12 noon until 8 p.m., they can go to the Roach Family Center in West Roxbury on Center Street for early voting. It make it real easy for you. Just go Trump, Maloney, Roberts, and then right above Group 2, there's a little circle. Just fill in the Group 2 circle and accept no imposters. Don't just vote for the people in Group 2, and that's it.
Yeah, accept no imposters. That's a good way to put it, Lou. And again, I tell people, if you get a mailer on the, if you're an independent or a Republican, and you get a mailer from for the Republican State Committee, and the return address is P.O. Box 8010, Boston, Mass., that means it's a Baker hack. And you'll know to vote against it. It's very.
And Regan put out a mailer from, I believe, from that address, but it was, they said, drain the swamp. I mean, drain the swamp. These two are troglodytes, for God, crying out loud.
I know. It's amazing what they say. They have this thing, I'm just looking it up now. I wrote some of the stuff down that they said. Another one is root out waste, fraud, and abuse. They all got jobs making over $100,000. They want to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. How about this one? In the Democrat culture of corruption, these are people that have given money to Nangle, who was indicted last week,
want to duplicate the Democratic culture of corruption. You know, I want to mention one other thing, Howie. We have four police officers on our Group 2 slate, four Boston police officers. And that's one thing that's missing, is a real strong pro-police, pro-ICE voice in the city of Boston. Right. And we're going to be that once we get control of this ward committee. So if you're a police officer and you're upset about how the state is being run, don't wait until election day to go out and vote. There are over 20,000 police officers and law enforcement personnel and first responders. They are busy on election day. They get all kinds of overtime. They have to be
right.
Places. They have to watch ballot boxes.
Yeah, they have to sit in the precincts.
You're a police officer. Go out and vote now.
Yeah. All right, Lou, we appreciate you being with us. And again, we have tweeted out the link to the website, so you don't have to worry about it. Just if you follow me at Howie Carr Show, you can see where to go to. And if you don't want to see it tonight, just read my column in the paper tomorrow on the website. It'll be posted on our website, HowieCarrShow.com, tomorrow afternoon. And again, just write down, if you can, just write down the number. All you need to do is, I mean, they've made it very easy for us, and we didn't even realize it, but all the mailings are out of the same very easy to remember post office box, 8010. That is the imprimatur of hack Charlie Baker, Tal Duval, 8010. That's the seal of disapproval. For real Republicans. 844-500-4242. That is, 8010 equals R-I-N-O, Rhino. 8010 equals Rhino. That's a texter came up with that, and Grace just reminded me of that. 844-500-4242. And again, 781, can you give us a list of the people we should vote for? Again, just go to this website and you can find it. And you can find it in just in your mailbox.
And there's a nice photo of Weld and Charlie Baker on the front page of the website, if that's a little enticement.
Yeah, and they got a nice, they got both got big bleep-eating grins on their faces. And you know why? Because they're stabbing the taxpayers in the back again. Again. It's not the first time, but hopefully it'll be the last time.
In a room.
In a room. In a room. And if you get one of these mailers, send, return to sender.
Return to sender. A-do-do-do.
But address is known, and it's P.O. Box 8010. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. 508 says, all the Baker mailings have the drain the swamp message. Shameful using Trump's message. I know all these hacks. Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it so cynical. Another 508. I'm in Middlesex County. Got a ton of mailers today. Confused who to vote for. Just go to the website and there it is. And we'll spell it out in the next few days. Here's one, 512. I live in Texas and love listening to you guys talk local politics, local Republican politics in Massachusetts. It sounds like a real fun yet rough and tumble place, and I wish all the real Republicans, not the imposter Republicans, all the best in their election. Yeah,
it's a rough and tumble kind of place.
Especially when people are pretending to be what they aren't. You know what I mean? That makes it kind of difficult sometimes, unless you're really paying close attention. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you're telling your producer. You got a saboteur at the Herald. They got a wrong P.O. box in the article you just put up.
They don't have 8010?
They have 8180.
Oh, God. That may be my fault, but I got to get that straightened out. I'll get that straight. Call up Joe right now. Grace is right on that. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for helping me out on that one. It's 8010. You're right. Thanks. Did you like the article otherwise?
I love it, Howie, but it's another backdoor effort to drive people. I can't wait to get out of the state, Howie. I have Florida on my mind. Like, I got to leave.
I don't want to rub it in, Matt. It's 80 degrees here down here. You know, it's going to be really warm when we walk out the door tonight, Grace and I. But anyway, okay, thanks, Matt, and thanks for telling me that. I appreciate it. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Howie Carr, I'm actually on group one in the Warb 20 race, and I cannot believe the words I'm hearing from Lou Murray's mouth. But listen, I thought it was fair. You are a good journalist and a good on-air talent, and I thought, wow, maybe you'll actually talk to me about what Ward 1 GOP committee is really about.
Okay, are you people pro-Baker?
I'm pro-Trump to the point where I know you know me, Howie. I had a radio show in Boston. I was a Trump surrogate, so I was at the convention. Mm-hmm. I was at the inauguration, and I actually brought Lou Murray into the parties at the inauguration
because he had
access to the Trump campaign.
Baker was at the inauguration, too. What does that mean?
No, Howie, you know me. I stumped so hard for Trump. I had an entire radio show on MEX about him, five days a week.
But why? Are you for this double gas tax on gas?
Absolutely not. absolutely not. And that's what's really so irresponsible about this argument.
Why are you with the Baker people if you like Trump and you're against the double tax on gas?
Howie, listen to me. Please listen, okay? Because I know that this is a radio show and you have to be kind of bombastic with the black and whiteness of this, but I'm a grown adult who understands we live in the bluest state in the country, okay? And I fought like mad to get people, hey, Lou, run for office, Lou. How many times I said to him in our committee meetings, run, Joe Abishon, run, Tim Sullivan, run. I agree with you. I'll give you money. I'll support you.
Why are you with the Baker people? Diane, why are you with the Baker people? Baker people hate Trump and they want to raise the gas tax. They want to double it.
Howie, what do you think a ward committee does? Do you think we're state senators and state reps? No, we're grassroots, door-to-door canvassing people. We raise money for the party. We have events that help people educate them on policies.
I think we got to get rid of these Baker people. They're backstabbers.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What would you prefer? Would you prefer Charlie Baker? And absolutely, there are people on our committee who run the entire gamut of the political spectrum. But we have got to get shite done. And we're not going to get it done by pretending that some ward committee with a few cops on the committee and a few lifelong residents is going to actually change the law in Massachusetts. That's not how it's done, and you know that. And so what I want to do is make sure we put new Republicans in office who do have a say.
Well,
and we can't do that if we're all 100% of our focus is on Donald Trump, who, God bless him, I hope he lives forever.
I'm saying Donald Trump and stop Baker's double taxation. Thanks for the call, Diane. Valerie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Valerie.
Okay, Howie. I wanted to talk about Fitchburg and what's happened to this city, but I was one of the first Trump supporters in this state. I think I was the first one to call you that. And I've known a lot about Trump for a long time.
Yeah, we're out of time, Valerie. We'll come back to this. Did you get that straightened out, Grace? Did you get it changed?
I did. Grace is on the case.
8-0-1-0. It will be corrected in the Herald instantaneously. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. I'm Howie Carr.